Perry Bennett, a lieutenant colonel with the U.S. Army, has been coming to these woods since he was a boy, far before the place was a city park called Cascade Springs. But his favorite story, which he tells me as we walk through the park one crisp morning, takes place just a few years ago.
A strange thing happened to me. I came here with a friend of mine after coming back from Iraq in 2008, and there had been a huge storm, and there were trees and limbs down everywhere, and we walked up to the waterfall, and I saw something. I couldn't believe my eyes.
Perched next to the falls that gives Cascade Springs its name, Perry spotted something large and round.
And there, as if someone had left it for me, was a 12-pounder Napoleon cannonball sitting right next to the waterfall. I don't know how. It just was sitting there. So I picked it up. I was so excited. I came back. I fell into the creek. And
it was a major find for a Civil War buff like Bennett, who's also Cascade Springs' official historian. Back in 1864, the summer that the Union Army was shelling the city, these cannonballs were not so rare. People called them Sherman's calling cards because they were more or less everywhere. The city doesn't allow people to go Civil War treasure hunting at Cascade Springs now, but you don't need a metal detector to see history here. It's all around, going back to the Native Americans.
The Indian village of Utoy, right down the road, right around a mile.
But most notably, says Bennett, this is a battlefield site.
This is where 350 Union soldiers died from Riley's brigade, and over 1,000 were wounded here.
Of course, there are a lot of battlefield sites around Atlanta, but few of them look anything like they did back in the 1860s. Cascade Springs is different.
This is exactly how the battlefield was.
Perry points to a spot to our left that looks something like an old creek bed. It's not.
This is a Confederate trench.
It's one of many remaining in the park. This one faces what is today the park entrance.
And this was occupied by Lieutenant Isham Dudley of the 2nd Kentucky Infantry right here. They could watch the Union troops approaching. The Union troops wore a very shiny breastplate and belt buckle, and they wore a dark color. Now, what's interesting, if you wear gray and you're in the woods, it's very hard to see you because of the color scheme. But if you're wearing a dark blue or black, you are silhouetted. This helped the Southerners. And they waited on the high ground for the Union troops to cross the creek. They made sure that they saw them, and they slowly withdrew up the road, and they drew them exactly where they wanted them to be.
The rebels formed a horseshoe shape around the Union troops and, well, decimated them. And this may be one reason we don't hear much about the Battle of Utoy Creek. The winners write the history books. Then, of course, there's no missing it. There's what you see when you first walk into Cascade Springs Nature Preserve, the Victorian springhouse built for the folks traveling along the old Sandtown Road in the 1880s.
This is a masonry springhouse. It's beautifully adorned in sort of a Victorian sort of style. It has steps going down. You can even see the water trickling out there. People would come and dip their cups and they would get spring water. And on the left side over here, this was where the horses would be watered. It's a water trough for the horses.
And one thing that strikes me is we have this wealth of history in general here in the park, but there's not really a whole lot of interpretive information letting us know what we're seeing.
Ever since a boy, I've been walking around here. I just find this to be a beautiful place. And a lot of locals, it's sort of a local place that people go to. But once they find it, it's sort of like a secret.
It's a secret. Some community groups are working to bring a little bit more to light. A few mornings later, I'm back at Cascade Springs, this time to meet with Daryl Haddock. Haddock says that by the 1990s, 3 decades after white flight took a hold of this area, Cascade Springs was not just a well-kept secret. It was an enigma, even to those who lived in the neighborhood.
So we began a campaign when we noticed that residents weren't able to get access because the park would close at 3. And so for years, people just didn't seem to know what was beyond the gates.
Haddock is the Environmental Education Director with the West End Watershed Alliance. The park keeps regular hours now, thanks to them. Basically, while Atlanta Parks Department owns Cascade Springs, it's his group who stewards its day-to-day well-being.
I get to bring people out here and facilitate that first connection to nature. Certainly in underserved communities, you know, people see blight and they see trash. But if you bring a person to a place like this and say that that's not all you have, right? There are things in your community that are there and available for you that can change how you feel about yourself. That's one of the things that we do with a lot of the young people that we'll bring out here.
As Daryl Haddock sees it, Cascade Springs is just one of many green spaces in Southwest Atlanta with untapped potential. Besides keeping the park in working order, he says the service days his group sets up with community organizations and schools is about sparking a certain pride in what's already here.
This is one of the last heavily forested parts of the city. So I think that, you know, we could potentially find ourselves with many, many more acres of near pristine green space. And that's really exciting for us. I usually like to say this as the end of my hike, so I walk all the way around and I actually come to this feature, a very subtle cascading waterfall over what appears to be a gorgeous granite feature. And I remember coming here for my first time. It looked as though this was a space that had been left just like this since the time of the indigenous tribes and nations that were in the area. A lot of times for kids that would never imagine that this type of resource is in their community. They'll climb to the top and they love to take pictures and we'll usually do a group photo because the kids feel really amazed. Even kids that would say, well, I'm not an outdoor person. Once we get them here to this space, I think all things are possible.
So besides organizing upkeep and service days, Bennett's group also acts as a kind of principal cheerleader for Southwest Atlanta green spaces like Cascade Springs, getting folks to just come in and enjoy the park, and to make it a little less of a secret. Kate Sweeney, WABE.